Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, well. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show on Big Beautiful Bill Tuesday. How are you, everybody? How's it going?
You know what, Mike? You know what you've got today? Afternoon energy.
Afternoon, big, beautiful Bill energy.
Yes.
I'm going to start today with a lesson, because I think lessons are important, and I think we strive to entertain primarily on this show. But if we can educate, I always say this, if we can educate, I feel like I've done a better job. Every time I put my head on the pillow at night, when I load up with two of Carla's Xanax and I pass out to dreamland and dream.
Are you still mixing alcohol and Xanax?
No, I'm really not.
Good. That's good. Not something to teach.
No, that is not something. And I don't do it unless, I have to have no show the day after. So
okay.
if there's no show, that's the first criteria.
Sure.
B, no golf. So when you think there has to be no show and no golf, that is usually maybe 3 days a week tops. So, you know, so I really don't do it that often. So, no, I don't mix.
What if you did an evening golf the day after? Like if you had like a 5:30 tea time.
We've already learned 11 o'clock showtime is late enough for him to go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that, but the thing about it is I have a lesson. I don't want to get off track here because I have a very big lesson about a moment that hasn't happened in a very, very long time. And I don't justify it. I am not free of guilt in any way, nor am I going to make any attempt to tell our listening audience that I am free of blame in this situation. This is all me.
This is
on
quite
my
a setup, Mike.
This is on my Irish ass what happened today. But I would like to, for purposes of why, this is not an excuse. I'm just telling you what was in my mind. Not that that makes it right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Here, let me set it up for you. Where my pain doctor is located on a little road that comes off the main road, and it's back in a little area off this, and it takes a while to access this, and in the morning time and in the afternoon time there is a usually a stack of maintenance vehicles, air conditioning, roofers, predominantly landscapers that are going to and from. I had an appointment today, and it's nothing major. I know I've talked to the guys about MRIs and things like that. This is all cervical spine stuff. This is degenerative disc disease. This is pain. Nothing
serious. So it has to do with your cervix?
I don't have a cervix.
Well, I was going to say, if you did, you would need an MRI. Absolutely.
Or would I? All right. It's too bad. Might I alert you that it's freaking 2025, okay? All right?
I didn't realize.
A little more woke, please.
Didn't know you were so fluid.
Is this a little more painful when you're playing golf? Is this to extend the golf game or just daily all the time?
In fact, I don't even notice it, but I do notice it at all other times. And I've been told for years and years and years that most people, I don't even know if it's most people, have discs that have a lot of little disc in between their vertebrae. I don't. Down at the bottom and now up at the top. I've been told about this, that they wear badly. And my father had it and I have it, and that's fine. But that has nothing to do with anything other than the location here. And every time I go to this office, either coming or going, there is some just loping 10-mile-an-hour vehicle either not wanting to go to work or just being out of it coming from work.
I understand.
Now, I also, when I'm in back of one of these, I get a view. When the road curves around, I get a full view mm-hmm. of what's coming. So once in a very, very rare, once in a, I don't want to say blue moon, once in a while, mm-hmm. I have taken the liberty of punching my high torque, high horsepower electric vehicle to get around this. Because, you know, what's the point of having that power if you're going to just sit on your hands, right?
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
So I
think that's how the law works.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why, Mike, they give you what is known as any vehicle has passing speed.
Yes.
Yeah, you need it.
That's what I always say. In this particular case, in the afternoon,
yes.
I go around the landscape vehicle that's going.
Yeah. They lack urgency.
And that's no problem. And by the way, I got another urgent driver who's on my ass, which makes it even more urgent for me.
Is it
But
Carla?
It's impatience. It's pure. No, it's pure impatience. As I go around the landscape vehicle,
mm-hmm.
I see another work truck coming out of another community and cutting me off.
Oh.
So it essentially is, here's my car, and I go out, around. Oh, great. Out around, and it's double lined,
mm-hmm.
and I'm free. I have not seen, heard, witnessed
yes.
an emergency vehicle, a breakdown county vehicle to assist driver. I haven't seen a cop on this road for 5 years, and I make my little move.
Yep.
And I don't see anything. I hear it.
Oh, no.
And there is an unmarked.
Short, is it the short, like a chirp siren?
Yes. Beep, he's chirping beep, me. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. You know what? I'm sorry that it was because of you, but I always enjoy hearing the chirp. And I think you would, too, if it was the fact that it wasn't for you. Yeah, it's a great sound. Sounds of the city, Mike.
I'm taken aback because, A, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, B, wouldn't have driven like that if I'd had any idea. There'd be even the slightest possibility. Mm-hmm. I, to this hour, cannot tell you how this came about. Can't tell you in any way where this guy was hiding. Don't know. Didn't see him. Was thinking about the loping vehicles in front of me. God love them. They're hardworking people. I don't begrudge them at all. They're doing what they have to do, but they're slow.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of trucking, a lot of big box trucks being with trailing all the equipment along with it.
Yeah.
So he's in back of me. And I pull over right away. As soon as I'm aware of it. Boom,
this
right
isn't
over,
the
right
guy
the
that
side.
Was on your ass, was it?
No.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay.
No, it's another car.
Okay.
Because it's a lady who was on my ass.
Nice.
Hey.
Yes.
Now with all the worker vehicles, it was a police officer and not ICE, right?
It was not. Well,
because I hear ICE is all down here.
You know, it's interesting you mention that. So,
but Mike is, you know, Mike's an American.
So it's an unmarked car. It's not a legitimate police car, but it's got the lights on it. And so, you know, if he's going to murder me and stuff me in his trunk because he's a squirrel impersonating an officer, I'm dead.
Is it a Ford vehicle? Is it a standard sedan?
I think it might have been a Ford Explorer. Yeah. I think it might have been a Ford Explorer.
Nice.
Blue, dark navy blue, lights on the front. Comes over right away, hops mm-hmm. out of his car, like right away.
Mm-hmm.
You go, eh. I didn't think that I was off the hook, but let me just say, I am immediately calmed when the first words out of his mouth were, "What's up, Speedy Gonzalez?" Speedy Gonzalez says to me two things, says maybe multiple things, that it's kind of a lighthearted comment. B, he's old enough to remember that particular cartoon character. And that's about it.
Not three. I can drop into impression.
Wouldn't it be great?
Those days are over. Those radio days when I used to. I was coming home from my job on the Don and Mike show. I'm Mike, don't you know?
What he's saying is that you should have busted. He set you up to do a Speedy Gonzales impression.
You just respond.
Exactly.
I'm driving to you.
I pull out my best Mel Blanc.
That would be so good.
I'll go into. So he comes over, and I. I am so surprised, and I am so busted that I'm saying things that I said, And then right after that, he says, Speedy Gonzales, he says, what's this thing do? I said, well, it's got a lot of torque, and obviously I was trying to use it. Sorry. No excuses. I just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
I wanted to get out of here.
You didn't mention that you didn't try to sort of shift the blame to the work trucks and say, I felt it was necessary to keep the flow of traffic going.
No, I said to him, I will not answer any questions.
Good. That's the best thing to do.
Wasn't one of those guys. But
I'm a
sovereign citizen. I cop to it. I'm like, sorry about that. And I think, okay, we'll see how the chips fall. And I produce from my center console immediately my registration for the vehicle.
Did you pull it out in advance? Because a lot of times they don't like if you're doing stuff with your hands while they're talking to you.
I was getting it when he was coming up to the car, and I got it out, handed it to him. And then I reached into my wallet, got my wallet out at this point, my fancy BS crap wallet.
Which one is that?
It's the one that's got – I don't have it. That might as well – and I look and I go in, and I have my credit cards in the little thing that has the button that pops them up.
Yeah.
And then I have my wallet – in the center. It's the centerpiece of the wallet. And I open it up. No driver's license.
Oh, no. That's really bad.
And I'm like, well, that's unusual. And this is where the 66-year-old mind just goes, you know, ding, 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 ding. I don't know. You know, it's like, And I'm going through one compartment, then another compartment. I'm pulling all this BS out. I'm pulling out like a shredded Medicare card. I'm pulling out DBAT, for the batting cages.
I'm pulling out casino card.
Players cards. I mean, falling out. Humana Advantage Medical Program. Everything's falling out of this wallet. All the credit cards, and I realize my wallet is just like my life. It is a complete and utter effing shambles, and I cannot find my driver's license. And I'm like,
when's the last time you remember seeing it?
The last time I saw it was I produced it to go pick my kid up at a gate in a neighborhood where he was playing with one of his buddies. And I produced it, probably put it down on the seat. It might have fallen out. I don't know.
Neighborhoods that you have to show hard ID to get into are usually the funnest neighborhoods.
Sometimes you pull it out and you don't have to show it. Sometimes,
right, blah, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. But it's nowhere to be found. At this point, the guy says, well, I got your registration. The car is yours. I see your other cards here. I'll go back, and if you're not flagged, I'll be right back. And so he goes
back.
You
should have thrown out your Costco card, because I hear you can use that instead of a real ID.
It was just, I'm sitting there saying to myself, what the F, God, you idiot. It's just prepare for anything. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Organize your life a little bit better. I don't have a lot going on in my world down here. I move slow in South Florida. There aren't a lot of obligations. I got a kid. I take care of him.
Sure.
I got my buddies. I go to a doctor's appointment. It's not the school year. I wash dishes. I'll talk about another project that I do really well. And other than that, I don't do dick.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, I prepped the show, and I spent a lot of time on the show. And
you entertain millions.
But I take this show seriously.
Thousands.
I prepare for it every time I'm going to do it. And I go out, and I want to do this. But I'm just sitting there seething at myself for a... You know, we are hours away from taping. I don't need to be racist. There's no reason. It's like the old men who play golf and are in a...
Easy.
I want to use the F word so bad today.
Do you want to? Go ahead.
In a f***ing hurry. There's no need for me to be in an effing hurry at all. None. Zippy. No reason. And then secondly, Mr. Rush. Mr. Has to be everywhere soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. but he's not going to think clearly enough to know where the centerpiece of his wallet, the primary
really reason, the reason you have
for
a wallet.
Carrying a wallet.
Yeah, you don't need cash produce, anymore.
Is to produce identification.
Yeah, all you need is a license. And
well, Rob, that I disagree with that. I do need cash.
Well, I remember from years past, you are naked without
I'm
cash.
I'm naked without cash.
But many places don't even like you to use cash anymore. You could function with a driver's license and a bank card.
And that's why I'm jealous of like the state of Maryland. You can keep your driver's license on your phone.
And I've seen that. I've seen that on some,
they
of,
don't
my
have
shooting,
it in Florida
some
yet.
Of my shooting videos that I see, where he's showing his phone and then he produces a revolver and you know, and then as the sheriffs like to say down here, you know this, Josh, and then we shot him graveyard dead.
Oh dear.
Have you heard that up there?
I have
where
not.
Where you live?
No.
There are a couple of these redneck sheriffs down here in Florida that go, and I just would like, one guy's name is Grady. Is that the southern, most southern name you'll ever?
You got
and
it.
Grady says, and I want you to know that in this county,
oh, God.
If you resist, you're going to end up graveyard dead.
As opposed to?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's weird that, you know, in Maryland you can carry your license on your phone, but in Florida you can carry a gun on your phone.
Yeah, you can carry a gun.
It looks like a case, but it actually shoots .22 caliber
but
bullets.
But he is by the way, he is, I think, a higher ranking officer because he has his sheriff's badge on a lanyard. Around his neck with
that sounds
he's dressed
lazy.
And he's dressed it. No, it's not.
No,
lazy.
No. That sounds more like more undercover. Like
he's
throw this
he's
on
street,
while I'm getting out of the
he's
car.
He's in street clothes. It struck me perhaps
does
more
he have
of
a hat?
No, he does not have a hat.
So no body cam.
Didn't see a body cam, but I wasn't paying attention.
Did he have shoulder length hair?
No, he was an old guy like me.
Because I'm trying to think of a way we can prove he isn't really a policeman.
And God bless him. He went back. Nothing was flagged. Haven't been in a moving violation in a very long time. And he said, what are you drinking there? Is that water or is that
no,
some other
this
sweet
is, I,
sugar?
I stopped by.
Do you see the way he consumes sugar water? Do you see the way? That's like 60 grams going down his gullet into his blood.
Look at this, Mike. This is only available, as far as I know, at my sheets. It's cherry Sprite. It's so great.
Next time
I
you go to your doctor,
well.
Ask
Not
him
bad.
About the sugar sodas.
Okay.
Because it's dangerous for you to drink that.
It's weird. When I go to a doctor's office, several doctors, and they're all in Herndon, and they actually serve sodas in the lobby. It's nice. They come around with trays of sodas and also cheese.
They do not.
That's I'm just being silly.
So the guy lets me off. And at this point, you would think.
Did you have to undo a button?
No, I did not. I told him I was on my period.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
You're too old. Mike, that stopped for you,
it was a girl.
It?
It was a girlfriend of mine. That, not a girlfriend, but a friend who was a girl who told me that story. And
Carrie has gotten out of a ticket by saying she has to pee really bad.
That's good. Mm-hmm. How does she get out of going to King's Dominion? Ah!
You know what that is, Mike? That's hurtful. That's hateful.
Well, no,
that
she's
is not
hateful.
Appropriate.
She's hateful to you.
Well, it's hateful for you to
when
bring
you
it up.
When you post big news...
Don't go back to this. So you got out of a ticket? That's crazy.
Don't you feel as though is it she likes King's Dominion?
Right? I don't think we need to focus on this.
I am to this day still pissed and dissatisfied. And once again, it boils down to the fact that I am not supported. Or
I will ask one question, and as Mr. Soroka requests, I will move on after this. I will ask one question about this.
Right.
It's a two-parter. She likes King's Dominion, right?
Loves it.
She loves it as much as almost as much as you, right?
I'd say almost as much, yeah.
So she loves the place.
Yeah.
But, so it's a real decision
to
not
go. Well, it's the heat wave.
Go.
I think it's the heat wave.
Why are you sucking up to his wife? Let me attack his wife. Hold on just a second. She's attacked me. God knows she's attacked me enough times on this show.
Well, you so weren't at King's Dominion either.
Well, I wouldn't go. I would tell, but I would
I
tell
know.
You.
I know.
I would
in
tell
advance.
You, not the morning yes. of.
The
I would
thing
tell
that
you.
Bothered the thing that really bothered me about the whole thing, of course, it sprouts into the fact that I have no friends nor any respect in my family. That's part of that germinated from the seed of the fact that she told me she was going to go and then didn't go.
You got excited. You posted about it.
Well, I thought it would make me, and Josh, you can back me up to a person. Every listener that
they
was
did.
There asked, where's Carrie?
They
She's
did.
A selling point. She's
and my
beloved.
Wife as well.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Kelly pulls me aside as if to say, you know, this would be great if Carrie was here. So then I'm friendless, unrespected, and feeling like I let Kelly down.
Kelly pulled you aside and spoke to you?
Yes.
What's that like?
It's great.
Never had the experience. Anyway, moving on. I'm throwing shots at everybody. What can I say?
I think she also pulled Rob aside and said, "What's with Mike and Wednesdays?"
then Josh gives me a shot. We're all taking shots now. Well, I wish she'd gone for you, and I won't belabor it because I know.
I'm sorry that she went for me in 1996.
You would think that after I get pulled over by a law enforcement officer and I am allowed to go on my way and not do it again.
You didn't have to buy a ticket to the policeman's ball?
I am driving along and I'm saying, you incredible moron.
Why moron? What? You got out of it. That's good.
No, where in the name of God? You don't take your life. You know, put stuff back. And
Right? Yeah.
And it's just... You know what? One of the things, this, I take issue with this. I think that if you have a clear pouch, a clear packet in a wallet with your identification, you ought to be able to hold that up, show it to somebody, and you ought to always remove. F them that they hate.
They do hate
security guard.
Well, because what they all do now is scan your license and keep a copy of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
the
that's
first
why,
time, Mike, I was pulled over, I don't know if you even remember this because you weren't a Virginia resident at this time, but your license used to be the picture part, the photograph part, and then in the back was the printed paper part, and it was in a thin folder, like a little plastic folder, so you could take out the photo part.
I don't remember any time that they weren't like a big plastic.
What are you talking about, like a passport? It's a two-pager?
Almost. Yeah, well, no, it was still the size of a car.
This wasn't when you were driving. What
yes, it
you
was.
Doing? Well, hold on a second. What are you doing?
Was it hand filled out?
I got a rat. I got a rat in the studio here. What are you doing, dude? Hey. What you just gonna walk in? You're just walking in? What are you walking in?
Oh, he got
in
some
for?
Sun too.
He did.
Yeah, he's got some sun. Hi, how are you?
Good.
What did you come in for? Bored?
You're just bored? To join the show.
Yeah, you're not joining right now. I'll make arrangements for you.
A shot from Dad.
You wanna say hi to what?
I'll say hi, but can we talk about the that would be good.
What? The refund. I got headphones in. The refund, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Michael.
I like
Michael,
that Michael's doing show prep now.
You know what? I will let you have your moment.
Yeah, and
then,
why can I hear it and Mike can't?
That's okay. I'll just talk through here. Hold on, it's fine.
All right. So tell him what happened.
Maybe we need to give Michael an extra.
Yeah.
Go ahead. About 10 or so months ago.
Nearly a year.
My friend,
get it just right.
You gotta be above that bar so people can see your face.
Okay? Raise the bar.
Right there.
Now, talking to the mic.
You're driving me nuts.
All right. So.
10 and a half months ago. Now closer to 11.
I can't. You want me?
Talking to the microphone. Right. You're fine.
All right. So 10 months ago, my friend Finley told me about this refund thing, this Fortnite refund, and it was.
Oh, do they give you back all the wasted hours you've spent playing the game?
It was because Fortnite got sued, had like a lawsuit against them because they made it very easy for kids or people on the game to buy in-game items like V-Bucks, and you could file a valid claim, and they would send you money.
Like a class action lawsuit.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to fill this out. So how much did you get?
I got $250.
Not bad.
How much did you spend on Fortnite to get $250?
I don't know.
But you know what? That was all a sunk cost.
Right, exactly.
Josh, that was a sunk cost. You can't count that. Now you've got 200. Do you know how many podcasts we have to do to make $250?
Yeah, buddy. We'll take it. Congratulations.
No.
It's mine.
I just looked it up.
The claim.
Yeah,
FortniteRefund.com. I will be filling it out after the show today.
That's pretty wild.
What do you think of that? He's Mr. Podcast guy. He does all the business stuff for the show.
And since.
I've bought many Fortnite skins for my kids.
So, there you go. What you want to do is put more than you actually did.
Oh, you want to game the system.
Oh, okay.
No, that's got what it. I did. I got to. You want to put way more than you actually did.
And oh, yeah. No one will find out about that.
No, they don't track it because it's not a computer-based format. It's all analog.
Yeah, I do the same thing for Medicare.
Records. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike did, too.
They're busting your chops.
I know they are.
They're saying you should have been honest, you know.
No. Hey, I made money. But
hey, you know what?
Thanks, Donald.
If you bent the rules a little bit for your favor, I think congratulations. You are truly my godson.
Hey, it's still, you know, it's a wash with what we've spent on
that. Oh, it's not even a wash. It's just offsetting losses, but at least it's something.
It showed, you know, that they're trying to game kids, and I'm glad you got the money.
I know. It's amazing.
You rock. Get out of here. All right.
The fishing gear will be amazing.
Yeah, the fishing gear. I know. You're excited for your birthday.
And if you get a chance, Mike, Fortnite skins are a great appetizer.
My mom's
at TGI.
Cashing the check today.
Okay,
at TGI Fridays. Fortnite skins.
Fortnite skins.
They're served with sour cream.
Absolutely delicious. So anyway, I'm driving back from the traffic stop, and I'm just pissed. And I'm still pissed. And I do a deep dive in my car. And the only thing I haven't done is a deep dive in my wife's car. I haven't looked in. I'm looking in my seat. I've been doing a lot of reapplying for different insurances we all often do, where you have to put up some identification and stuff like that. So I've had it out, but what I remember primarily is going into these communities, one over the weekend, to pick up my kid, and I have no idea. Gone
may I ask
all my
a naive
pants.
Question?
You sure may.
Does the real ID replace your driver's license, or is it
it's
an
the
addition?
Same thing.
But it is like a driver. It can be used as your driver's license?
What's your question again? I'm sorry, I got confused.
The real ID. Is it a separate ID?
The real ID is your driver's license, but it just puts a little star in the corner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's
so if you had gotten the real ID, you would be okay. This is great. This is a great.
What's the difference between the real ID and the driver's license?
Nothing. A real ID.
What's he
just
talking
means...
about? I'm totally confused.
No, the real ID is the one that you're going to need to fly eventually.
If you check your driver's license, there's a good chance you already have a real ID. If you got your driver's license in the last 5 years,
okay,
and it has a star.
You have
on
a real
it, you
ID
say?
If you have a star in the corner.
Okay. All right. That's... So I might need it anyway. Where did he go?
Right.
He's
the and there was a, so there was a big deal because the
that
real
was cinematic
ID,
the way your chair spun there.
I
been,
didn't realize
they've
that.
Been pushing this real ID thing for years, and like last month they made a big deal of, hey, we're not accepting anything that's not real ID for air travel and stuff.
All right.
No star, okay. No star on mine.
Yeah,
I probably
you
don't
need to update
to
your driver's
check.
License. I think it's been the last 5 years.
I'll check. If I can ever find the damn thing,
well,
am
look
I
at,
right?
If you have a plastic window, Mike, don't use your plastic window for your license. Use it for your blood donor card. That's what you should do. That way you can show it, and it's cardboard, and it's saved in the plastic. So that's what you should keep there.
Why do you have a blood donor card?
Because I donate blood.
Oh, my God.
You need a card for that?
They let you do that?
It takes some time. I can't go when it's busy because the flow is very, very light.
It's just like, you know, somebody's like, oh,
Mike, I go
it's
for
it's like, hey, did you get your transfusion? Yeah, but I got a sugar high that you would not believe. It's like I got regular sugary Dr. Pepper coursing through my veins right now. Oh, my God.
Or you could get blood from Mike and it could be full of Irish whiskey. It's the same.
Yeah, but I don't have that like I used to.
Yeah, but we'd need to get you drunk if you wanted to donate blood.
I
go for the cookies.
Good for you.
Now, real
quick. Do they
pay
you? Do you go to get paid?
No. I've got my blood type is fairly common. It's Prego. No, that's not it. A positive. I don't think it's a big deal that I donate. It's good if I donate.
I don't even know my blood type. Sorry about that.
But the Virginia driver's license
makes me feel
better. In days of old, there was a thin, the size of a license, like plastic folder that you would tuck the picture in, and then the paper behind it had more details on it. And it was a big deal in
when was
hype.
That?
That well, when I got my license, so 1987, 88, okay, late 80s. And so it got to be sort of a thing at school that for your driver's license, you would cut out a picture of like a celebrity, the size of the picture that's on the license, and put it in your license because you could tuck it in there. So for many months, my driver's license was all accurate, except it was a picture of Don Rickles instead of my face. And I remember the
Good
first
choice.
Time I got pulled over, my hands shaking because I was, you know, 16, you get pulled over. It's scary. I was 17.
Yeah.
It's scary. And I had to get.
Hey, it's scary at 66. Too.
I had to get Don Rickles out of my driver's license before I could hand it to the guy. And I remember this. What are you doing, son?
Getting the picture of Don Rickles.
I have to
Rickles.
Remove the picture of Don Rickles, sir.
And you had a full head of hair back then.
I did. Gorgeous
Big,
hair.
Bushy. Well, I wouldn't call it gorgeous, but I mean, you know,
it was
you
flat.
Had hair.
I had flat hair.
Yeah. So that's it. Yesterday, what he was referring to, he's going nuts about fishing. Yesterday, I went fishing with my son and got a small bass and had trouble taking the hook out. And so much so that I did damage to the fish. And so when I threw it back in the water, it unfortunately was no longer
sideways
functional. It was horrible. It's a little tiny fish, and I still felt like I felt like crap through last night because of it. That's just weird, you know. I mean, I eat chicken, fish, everything. I'm having a sad attack about a poor little fish. I just you know, it's terrible. I hate that when they swallow a hook.
Mike, it's all about that bass.
Oh, it's all about the bass, about the bass.
But,
yes,
you know, think of this. Let's say you're being pursued by something 40 times your size. They catch you, and the first thing they do is punch a huge hole in your lip.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, I wish it was the lip. It was unfortunately down in the gills, and Michael really made the situation better by going, "Dad, you killed it."
Well, you need to say to him what every father has said to every kid that's gone fishing for the last million years. They don't feel it. I bet your dad told you that when you started fishing with him.
No, he wasn't going fishing. He'd come down. He'd come down occasionally and watch me fish. I was, for years and years, I've got this painting that my dad did of the pond that was in back of my childhood home.
Right.
And for years and years, my mom wrote a poem on my 30th birthday. And my dad was very, very sick. And so it was very emotional because it was just bringing back family memories. Mm-hmm. And it was about me. Spending an entire summer, like my kid, I was about 9 years old when this was happening, trying to get this big bass that was in the pond. And then we're sitting there having dinner, and Mr. Morrissey, the neighbor across the street, comes walking through the yard.
From the Smiths. You remember him, Josh.
Mr. Morrissey with his grandson comes walking through, and they say, "Hey, Bill, Bill Morrissey." And he's going down to the fishing place, and they cut through our yard. It's a different time, man. You know, I don't remember, can we have permission to? It was just. They did it, and we said hello, and it was that kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And he comes through, and he comes back up through the woods, and there's his little grandson, and they're holding this massive bass, and it's the one I was trying to catch. And my mom wrote a poem, and for hours and hours, you'd sit on the rock, and then his precious bass you stole, and that was it. And I have that childhood memory, and now he's fishing, and I remember how passionate I was about fishing.
Well, I'm sure Bill Morrissey is dead. But
long since, yes.
The grandson, is he alive?
Grandson would be alive. He would be younger than me.
You should send him something hateful because he caught your bass.
That's a wonderful idea.
Don't you think it would be nice?
That's fine, Rob. That's just, some of it really fine. Some of it really fine. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce that they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products. IQ bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, the salted caramel chip IQ bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar. Of course, products co-created by a Michelin star chef are going to taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Yes, I love them because they love me. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's amazing offerings. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Remember, text TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We'll take a moment here and continue. We're going to try to get some updates. Josh is indicating that there's some very late-breaking stuff about Diddy. We'll see what we can put together on that. But first, let me tell you about a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, Simpler Hair. Let's face it, unless your name is Baby Billy Freeman, you didn't want gray hair, did you? Right?
Yeah,
right,
come here.
Right.
Come here.
Come on now, come here. If you want your old hair color back, just keep it simple. Simpler, simple. Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. With a Simpler Hair Color, there is no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them.
Plus, I say something, Bill?
Yes, please. Baby Billy,
Bill
Uncle
Freeman.
Baby Billy Freeman, yes.
I know, we're not family, so I just call you Bill.
Certainly.
I'm still using the stuff. I didn't want all of my gray to go because I didn't want to look like a crazy man.
Some you don't have a beard. What are you talking about?
No,
you got
look,
no hair on your entire head.
Look, there's some. I leave a little white here, but this is all colored here. I mean, my hair, my facial hair would be silver if not for this product.
Well,
and
let
I
me
love
share
the way it makes me
with
look.
Your listeners that one single can has you covered for all of them, plus a beard. Hair up there, plus one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to four boxes of drugstore hair dye.
I've heard, Bill, I've heard that it cures COVIDs. Is that true?
Look, I'm not going to make that claim. I'm in enough trouble as it is, but the choice is simple. Simpler Hair Color offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application. I sure hope they like me doing their commercial today.
I think they
because,
will.
You know, there's no going back on that. It's a cleaner application, by the way. And unlike other companies, there's no waste. Their mission is
no
to,
what?
There's no there's there's no waste. Their mission is to become the number one men's hair and beard dye brand. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try Simpler Hair Color risk free. Do you hear that noise? That's your youth knocking on the door. Informed by Scripture. Thanks to Simpler Hair. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 15% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 15% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so that they know that we sent you. I'd love them to know that, as a matter of fact.
And now you can get back to your water skiing, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Welcome, everyone. I wanted to discuss the Diddy situation. Mm-hmm. Josh and I were talking about it before we started taping. As we tape this, it would be about 5:40 Eastern time.
Well, would you like
on
to know
Tuesday? Yeah.
The breaking news is that the jury has came out and said they've reached verdicts on 4 of the 5 charges. They came out and the judge said, "Well, go back and keep deliberating." And then 5 minutes later, they announced, "We're going home for the day. We'll pick it up tomorrow."
So can are juries allowed to set their own hours?
Well, no, that they can wrap it up and say, we're continuing to deliberate. That's what they're
right.
doing.
Today was the first day of deliberation.
The bad
so the
thing
fact
is
that they got 80% of it done.
The one count they were undecided on is whether or not he removed the mattress tag.
That's such an old law. Under penalty of law.
Exactly.
Do not remove the tag from the mattress, please.
I've done it.
Rosie O'Donnell did it. We'll keep you posted on
Thank
Diddy,
you.
But as of now, they haven't come back, sat down, had the clerk read the verdict. That's not where we are. The deliberations continue, but they apparently have indicated that they have come to a decision on many of the counts, and it's not looking good for the Didster, the man of Didstinia.
Thank you.
More
news tomorrow. Absolutely.
Joe Casera and Matt Bonner, who have both checked in with donations to the show. So thank you, fellas.
Thank you, boys. We appreciate that. Thank you. Rosie O'Donnell did not enjoy watching the Jeff Bezos-Lauren Sanchez wedding. Maybe that's because she wasn't invited and had to settle for news reports like the rest of us. What do you mean? The rest of us? I didn't give a rat's ass. I could care less.
Yeah, but she has a rooting interest in cake.
She wasn't invited.
Why? How did she push her way into this news story?
She wrote a poem on Substack, and she wrote it, quote, "Turn my stomach seeing all these billionaires gathering in the gross excess of it all, the show of it." Then she took aim at Oprah, saying, quote, "Is Oprah friends with Jeff Bezos? Really? How is that possible? He treats his employees with disdain. By any metric, he is not a nice man." And she referred to Sanchez as Jeff's, quote, "fake fembot wife." No word on Lauren Sanchez. And now, please enjoy this sketch by Lauren Sanchez, the Happy Hands Club. No word on how Oprah or Jeff or Lauren feel about it. They're not going to say anything, even if they've seen it. But I agree. I don't like Rosie O'Donnell, but I completely agree with folks. If you read I read the high points of the Big Beautiful Bill. Get yourselves ready. We are the peons.
Oh yeah,
we are the peasants. They are going to get richer, and we are going to all watch our royalty and go, oh, look at that dress. That's the world, baby.
Yep.
That's the way it's going to be. It's the royal family where it's like, oh, thank you for your crumb of bread. I appreciate it. And when I see that, you know what's interesting about this is you will see a dramatized wedding of excess, and they make it look so garish and nasty in Hollywood. But then we have real tributes to self.
Yep.
Is there anything more self-aggrandizing than making a regular person, and I'm sorry, they're not royalty or leading political figures, they're business people with lots of money, and they turn it into a royal wedding with all the celebrities, and the celebrities gravitate, and it's for one reason, only one effing reason, money, period. Yeah. And I agree with Rosie that it's gross. It is. The excesses
always,
are gross.
You always line up with Rosie O'Donnell.
Shut up, Rob. Really. Shut your soda hole. Director James Cameron is set on making a film about the brutal realities of the victims of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. It'll be based on Charles Pellegrino's upcoming book, Ghosts of Hiroshima. Basically, he isn't afraid to go where Christopher Nolan didn't go with Oppenheimer. I'm not a James Cameron fan, just like I'm not a Rosie O'Donnell fan, but
I thought you liked the Blue Cat movie.
What I liked was Titanic. I thought it was spectacular.
Yeah. Good
movie. But in Oppenheimer, as far as James Cameron is concerned, he's not afraid to call him out on Oppenheimer. He said Cameron, referring to Christopher Nolan, said, "Yeah, it's interesting what he stayed away from. Look, I love the filmmaking, but I did feel that it was a bit of a moral cop-out. I totally agree. If you're going to make a film about the bomb and not show the results
what it
of
is, Mike,
the bomb, you know?
It was an entertainment cop-out because it wasn't a very good movie. I think that he can... I think
critics
it's
would disagree with you on that.
Well, wasn't it long enough already?
It was terribly long.
It was very long, and he covered the story of Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer made the bomb.
I get it. Let me finish this quote here. He said, I don't like to criticize another filmmaker's film, but there's only one brief moment where he sees some charred bodies in the audience, and then the film goes to show how it deeply moved him. He added that he felt Oppenheimer dodged the subject altogether and doesn't know if it was necessarily Nolan or the movie studio who felt it was a third rail they didn't want to touch. And he says, quote, I want to go straight at the third rail. I'm just stupid that way. And, you know, here's how I feel about it. I don't care what the disagreement is and the filmmaking. I don't care about that. But the idea of, especially in the times we live in now, of showing that.
Yeah.
I mean, have we ever really seen anything modern, a modern depiction of what Hiroshima Nagasaki did to people? I think that would be an amazingly powerful film, you know?
Well, there was the Chernobyl.
Chernobyl was fantastic, and that shows nuclear power. Isn't that?
Yes.
Did that not make you think about nuclear energy 100%, and nuclear power?
That's not the same scale because
it was not weaponized nuclear power. I think of all the guys, I think the fact that he's doing this, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that when this comes out, if he is successful, if he makes the movie, and he really dives into it, this could be one of the biggest films of our time. This could be Schindler's List. You know?
Well, that's the thing. There's got to be a story around it.
Yeah,
there Schindler's has to be a story.
Saving Private Ryan shows you all that stuff with a story.
With a story. Yeah. It has to be good writing. It has to be good storytelling.
Because
be interesting to see how it
if he blows
transpires.
It's going
to
be a huge bomb.
Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Hope it doesn't bomb.
Me too. It would affect so many.
Silly ass. whether you're cool or not is totally subjective. Some might say Sabrina Carpenter is cool. Mm-hmm. Others might think middle-aged radio hosts, elderly radio hosts are even cooler.
I'm holding on as tight as I can, Mike.
Anyway, a new study looked at what cool means to the average person. They polled 6,000 people in a dozen countries around the world, and it turned out that where you live doesn't actually matter much. Coolness and what makes you cool is fairly universal. All right, hear me out here.
Okay.
They found that it comes down to six core traits. If you score high in all of them, you're definitely cool, at least to the average person. And it's important also, though, to remember this is a poll of people, and people are idiots.
That's true. Is there anybody that's undecided in this poll?
Probably.
I hope so.
The six traits that make us think someone's cool are being extroverted. Oh, let me get the dingers and the buzzers here.
Are you grading yourself on this?
I'll grade myself for this. Being extroverted.
You
adventurous.
Can be, yeah. Come on, you know the answer.
You did speed down that lane.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that is, I guess, like I do weird crap. Let's see.
Not exactly going on safari, though,
right.
Is it?
Open. You take that extra spin on the spot.
Open is the next. I'm open.
You are. That's true.
Autonomous. I'll get back to that one because I'm not sure whether I pay. Hedonistic. Oh, in my day.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. And powerful. in my own little world, I'm kind of a.
Yeah. And
maniac,
also, Mike, physically powerful.
Yeah, that's me. Come on, Dinger. God damn it. Where is
it? Come on, Mike.
It doesn't agree with you.
Oh, you're not autonomous.
You're not autonomous enough to use it.
Right.
You probably know what the first three mean for the other three. Autonomous means you're independent and don't try to fit in. I'm that. Hedonistic means you can enjoy yourself without feeling guilty about it. I don't know about that so much, but I like a good, you know, party
and a good steak.
Like making sex. Anyway, and
making
powerful.
Sex.
And powerful means you're confident and don't let people push you around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I let some people push me around.
Yeah.
I let my wife push me around. Mm-hmm. And we all do. In none of those six traits, if none of them fit you well, it doesn't mean you're not a cool person. You just might not fit cookie cutter definition of what cool means. So let's go through all of our house. Rob, you're extroverted.
Yeah, at times, but you know, I'm really an introverted extrovert.
I get it. You go to a party and you
I can be extroverted.
The life
yes.
of the party. Uh-huh. Adventurous, you are not.
I am not.
Open, you are not.
Open, I don't know. I think I'm pretty open. I might not.
It's kind
I might
of
not
tough
honor
prying
it.
Stuff out of you. You know?
I might not honor, you know, what you bring to me, but I'll at least listen. But
autonomous,
yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Let me see. Autonomous means you're independent and don't try to fit in. That's 100% true for you.
That is.
Isn't it?
Always has been, really.
Autonomous. Hedonistic.
I don't deny myself much. As a matter of fact, that's why I ended up in the hospital.
And powerful.
In what world?
Josh,
F that story.
Extroverted.
Yeah, I'm not any of these.
Not adventurous? You are adventurous.
I would
you
say
went to
you're
Europe.
Adventurous.
Maybe
you went to
maybe
Europe. You took
bit.
An adventure with your entire family.
Yeah,
that
do.
One you got
and
to
also,
check
also, he can be like me if needed. He can be extroverted. Has
open?
To be in certain parts.
Are
of
you
his
open?
Life.
I'm open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because you say you call it. I mean, you'll tell
yeah,
the
I'm
truth.
Open.
Mm-hmm. Autonomous, which means let's see, independent
still,
and
yeah.
don't try to fit in. Yeah, you're definitely you're your own person.
Yeah.
Let's see, hedonistic, probably not.
I
right?
don't
not
see
really.
That.
Not
no.
really.
No.
He likes his sodas.
Powerful, confident. Don't let people push you around. I don't think you let people push you around.
No,
I agree.
I think
there.
You're powerful. You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and
so
let's see.
We're all cool.
Yeah. We're all very cool. We all have cool traits, which everybody
we
does,
have aspect,
maybe.
But none of us are Fonzie. Come on. We're not that cool.
Hey!
We wouldn't be in this job.
And the very fact that you gave that as a reference point shows that you are totally not cool.
Never said I was.
A woman's Reddit post is going viral after she said her groin got her flagged by airport security at two different airports, and she had to be patted down.
God, Mike, do you talk about anyone but Rosie O'Donnell?
The consensus seems to be it happened because it's summer, and she had swamp crotch.
Sweet!
Excessive crotch sweat or too much sweat anywhere can apparently trigger the scanners. People in the comments chimed in with their similar stories. One said a TSA agent literally told them their swamp crotch caused it. There's I'd love to get this guy on, Josh. There's a book called 101 Pat-Downs, an undercover look at airport security and the TSA.
Mm.
I would love to see it. The author is a professor at Cal State Sacramento, and she recently told Reader's Digest that sweat can set off the machine. She said it has to do with millimeter wave technology and how the waves bounce off water. So if you're flying for the 4th or any time this summer, keep in mind you're sweaty down there's. Can set off
that,
the machine.
That was my problem at King's Dominion.
Yeah.
The Sweaty Nethers.
Yeah,
that's
the
a
sweaty
great name
nethers.
For a band, isn't it?
The
that's
Sweaty
great.
Nethers gave everyone within 5 feet of him kidney stones.
Yay. Sweaty Nethers, everybody. Finally today, Norwegian lottery bosses have sent a text message
that's
apologizing.
That's a great job, by the way, if you can get it.
Oh, yeah, the Norwegian lottery bosses. They sent out texts to tens of thousands of disappointed players who were accidentally told they had won large sums of money. Norsk Tipping, the state-owned gambling operator, had admitted several thousand people were mistakenly told on Friday that they had won life-changing sums of money after an error in converting from euros to Norwegian kroner.
They
it
still
not,
use the kroner? I did not know
kroner.
That.
It yeah. was not until Monday, 3 days later, that a text message was sent to 47,000 people. 47,000 people.
I didn't know there were that many people in that country.
Apologizing for the error, thousands of Norwegians were mistakenly informed that they had won a large prize in the Euro jackpot. This was a mistake that affected many and which we take very seriously, wrote Norsk Tipping's managing director, Vigar Strand. In the text message, he said, VDV. 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 Thank you. Thank you, those wacky Norwegians, ladies and gentlemen. Lots more show, but first, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to tell you about another fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. I am talking about our cocktail party. Well, they're not a sponsor.
Great
it's just
sponsor.
Something we're doing. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Jesus, of course it had to be a promo. Anyway, are you looking forward to Saturday? Why, you ask? Because this Saturday, we got something special. This is going to be so much fun.
Can't wait.
July 5th, we're going to continue your fourth celebration. It's the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party, our quarterly swinging soiree. It's loose and fun, and it's a fundraiser for the show, and it's got all your favorite TMOSers, and we're going to do something special. We are going to play patriotic games. We're not going to play patriotic games as much as we're going to celebrate our nation's independence only one day later, the best way we can. And we go to Josh Soroka right now. Where do we stand on the fireworks celebration?
I grabbed some fireworks yesterday. I can show you some off. And I set up to make sure we get enough fireworks. People can head over to the store now and get your donations in now.
That's get them in early, sure, yeah.
You purchase the finale or something. Make a big donation.
That's all part of the surprise. So much awaits you. You can play along as you participate in the Super Chat this Saturday, 8:30 sharp. Come on and BYOB, even if it's a gummy or a THC soda.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, Rob has soul. Are they still advertising soul?
Absolutely.
They are.
And as a matter of fact, I'm just telling folks that I'm there to play.
It's all right. Now, those are some of the fireworks.
Here's some fireworks.
Four times a year. So let me take a look. Oh, look at that.
Festival
awesome.
Artillery. What was it called?
Yeah. This one's called Festival Ball Artillery. It shoots flaming balls with reports.
And that's going to be 8:30 sharp because we wanted to do it late because it's going to be dark where Josh
yes.
is.
It's
by
still
that
a little
time.
Light at 8:30.
Right.
So I've got some different color smoke helicopters that we'll be able to see until the sun goes down.
Now, have you checked with your neighbors? Are you far enough away from your neighbors where you'll be able to pull this off?
I have not shared on the podcast yet that my neighbors irritate me because they have parties every weekend.
Oh,
and they'll
good.
Play, and they will play loud music until midnight out in the streets where I go to sleep here in the base going next door.
So you're fine.
So I am perfectly fine. I'm sure there'll be complaints on the Facebook group, but they're going to complain on the 4th of July about their poor dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get
if
it.
They so, come and approach it. You, shoot them with flaming balls.
Well, I've also got some fountains. It
nice.
Says this is a 6-foot-tall fountain.
I like that.
Got some of those.
I like that.
I got some crazy eyeballs.
That's
the
good.
Guy what? Said this would be perfect for smaller donations because you just light them and just throw them over your shoulder.
What are they smoke bombs or do they blow up?
No, they spin and crackle and do little sparks, apparently.
Nice. Do you have a sensible lighter
I've got some,
or a box of matches? Are you
I will be
go?
Picking up a nice lighter.
Jim Phillips writes, will Carrie Spiewak be there?
She won't. She is not invited. Why set myself up for another flipping disappointment?
That's going to be this coming Saturday, 8:30. Be there. We'd love to see you there. It should be fun. It should be a lot
And you
of
know
fun.
The classic snake?
Yes.
Well, they have updated it where now it's a... Poop and pooch. Poof.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
poop
that.
Poop and pooch.
Yeah, the snake looks like the dog is going number two. Duty.
That's
Mike.
Awesome. So 8:30, TMOS cocktail party. We're all going to be there. What's that?
I don't know. But how could I not buy something shaped like a sword?
There
do you,
it is.
Do you hold it like a sword and it blazes?
They said that you light it and it's a flaming sword.
It's exciting. I can't wait.
I don't know. I said that'll look good on camera.
Josh, how much are you enjoying your final 4 days with all of your fingers?
Exactly.
A little later in the show, Josh's going to bring out another show and tell item that he found on Amazon. But before we do that, Rob, do you want to talk about Guy Code or your hatred of the Golden Bachelor? Which one do you
like? I want to talk about this Bachelor guy. He is, Mike, I don't know if you will have heard of him or not. Because this second Golden Bachelor, and if you remember, this is The Bachelor on the American Broadcasting Company for older demographics as contestants. Do you remember an NFL lineman named, he played for the Rams, Mel Owens?
No.
Okay.
No,
he's 66,
I don't.
So it's been a while since he's
well,
been
with
the
Rams. Well, that would be my era, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my age, so do we have a picture of him?
We do, and Mike, tell me this guy doesn't look like a
Well, don't you have a picture you can put on the screen?
I don't know.
I've got one. I've got one coming right now.
Jesus Christ, come on. We've got technology, and you're holding it up like you're Johnny Carson in 1975.
There you go.
Oh, he looks like a nad.
He is a nad.
He looks like a nad.
Now, first of all, I don't look at The Bachelor at all. I don't care for the show. I don't care
for
most.
How did you become aware of it?
I read it in the one of the news series of, you know, like just a story. This is actually from, where is it from? This is from the New York Post. And what he said is, his name is Mel Owens, and he opened up for what he's looking for in a woman on the show. And you would think at this point, ABC would have their thumb on him enough to say something like, oh, as long as we get along, you know, someone I'd like to spend my
golden years. You mean you think he would be getting coached on what to say?
100%.
Well, and where's the fun in that? I mean, let him be an ass if he's going to be an ass.
At 66.
Yeah.
How many wives has he been through?
It does not say. That is a good question.
That is a really good question.
So the producers asked him, he was talking about this in an interview, he said, what's your preferences? And he said, 45 to 60, just being honest. And then when he was chosen as the lead of the show, Owen said that he talked to an executive producer and told the producer, if they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them.
Oh, God.
And
That's
then he said, this is not the Silver Bachelor. This is the Golden Bachelor. And then the producer replied,
he said that?
Yeah, that's what the contest, that's what Mel said. And then the producer
What's
says,
he mean by that?
By what?
The this Golden is not Bachelor? The Silver Bachelor. This
he
is
doesn't
the Golden
want silver
Bachelor.
Hair.
Yeah, he
oh,
doesn't
so
want
he
silver hair.
Okay, all right. So he's being right. ageist, and he's 66, yeah. which this makes him a hypocrite.
This guy was married for 25 years.
Okay.
Divorced in 2020. I believe the reason he's doing this is because he owes over $200,000 in alimony and child support that he has not paid.
Oh, God. Don't
wow.
Now, there's where they should vet, right? Because
yeah.
they don't like this when this stuff comes
well,
out.
Well, they also shouldn't be sending him out on his own if he's going to answer. Because also, the producer said, we can't say cut these ladies. I mean, that's not our terminology. He said, it's an NFL term. They've got to be fit. Because I stay in shape and work out all the time.
Oh, God.
I told
what an
them,
a-hole.
I told the producers, stay away from artificial hips and wigs.
Hey, artificial hips, shut up there, you.
Save that for the Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
Now,
he's
the first Golden Bachelor, Mike, I didn't know this, was 72. You remember that slicky boy, Jerry Turner?
I don't remember. Now,
Jerry Turner,
we talked
about
Anchorman
him a little bit.
From Baltimore.
Not the same
that.
Guy. Okay. He did get married, had a wedding on ABC, and then 3 months after their vows, they divorced. But the 3 months, I understand, were quite happy.
I will tell you this, that down here in the area of Florida that I live in, there are... I run across a lot of these guys that are kind of in the late stages of their lives.
Can we see him again, Josh?
And the late stages of their lives, they're also it's because they've had a bad lot in life with relationships and they haven't fixed that, I think it's inevitably that they get to be bitter. There's a bitterness there.
Yeah, this is a guy that had a marriage for a long time.
No, what I'm
was
saying, though, Rob,
player.
Because he doesn't have one now, and he's 66, it's not a good spot to be in. If Carla tells me to pound sand, I can't imagine being out there and just trying to, like, find a relationship at my age. I think it would suck beyond suckdom. Now, if somebody buys it and there's a tragedy or something, but if you're out there because you're looking for, like, and you're 66 and you're looking for a new model?
Yeah.
That makes you kind of a – you're pretty empty soul, in my opinion.
Mike,
you know?
This NFL linebacker turned lawyer is looking for some trim.
That's
all he wants? Yeah.
That's why he
But
the
$200,000 in debt, that's a wrinkle
that's a
I did
problem.
Not know about. Yeah.
Well, he's an ass. So when's the show on? Is it airing now or when is it on?
It's going to air soon. I think it premieres in June. Maybe or July, rather. It comes up soon on ABC. But they're doing.
You wanted to talk about this, right? I was just.
Absolutely.
You brought this to the show. I'm just.
Well, I didn't
curious.
Know the date, Mike. Don't belittle the story.
Good research. That's good.
Don't demean me.
You're not prepared. You wanted to talk about it. I'm just asking you when the show's on.
I don't know.
That's not
about
a big stretch. Okay, it's not when it's on. I mean, it's fine. Do we know when the show's on? So we've you know we've alerted the haters. Now we can do that.
And I just read, I just skimmed an entire article on Barstool Sports about this, praising the guy.
Why?
Saying, you're in a position of power here. ABC wants you. Go ahead and get your young women.
It's why, if you tune
into this
show. It's
why I don't
go
to this website.
If you tune into this show, this is the tonic. And I don't talk about this very often.
Okay.
I really don't. This is the tonic for that toxic environment of, hey, yeah, he hates women. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And guys like this, we're gonna call him out. So they're praising the guy because he's
a
woman hater, basically.
Because he is a football player who should get whatever women he wants.
Yeah, I get it.
But this is Barstool Sports. Do you think there is any chance, and I hate to be this guy, that ABC sent him out with this attitude to make it that people immediately have a rooting interest against him?
I don't put anything past. Yeah. Hold on, yeah. Josh. I don't put anything at all past a producer of a reality program. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
But at the same time, when you're talking about ego-driven individuals, I don't necessarily think they have to manipulate him. But if they edit him to look like an ass, they can do anything with that. But I have no idea. Do we find out when we can all watch this show?
ABC says it premieres sometime in 2025.
Oh, so we don't have the information.
They just announced this guy and have not announced when the show airs yet.
And I don't follow it a lot. I think that The Bachelor, like Survivor, is in its 80th season. Because every time a season ends, they're ready to go with another one. Seems to me like it's on all the time.
Do you think there is the possibility that because of this alimony excuse my language,
that's all right.
They could pull the plug on it?
No.
Or have they already gone to produce it?
No.
We don't know.
I guarantee you that they are loving all of this hatred.
Yeah, just attention.
Action, yeah.
It's weird Barstool Sports, man. I mean, with all...
That's not weird. That's the culture over there.
It's just, oh my God, I'm a tough guy. But you're not. You're not tough guys.
No, Barstool really Sports does not like wigs and they don't like fake hips.
No, and no. It's also has taken the frat boy attitude and said you can still have that when you're 25, 30, 40.
Yeah,
30, 30 40, 45, yeah. 50,
60.
What they do, Mike, is they...
Yeah, give me a bite of pizza. That's good pizza. Duh.
Barstool Sports, they are in a position of power, and what they've done is they've sent a message to their followers that even though you might not know anyone who thinks like you do, a lot of people think like you do, it's okay, and they're going to make Barstool Sports great again.
And look...
it's interesting.
Look at
former people who have left there. They always leave angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not a very, some might say, Rob, back in the day, we might have danced around in that type of an environment. And,
sure.
Kind of wears you out, burns you to a crisp. Actually.
I also used to wear bell bottoms, Mike, but things have changed.
Things
and
move
we
along.
Like to change with them.
We will come back here in a second with a wonderful new Amazon product. Got no idea what it is. But first, pack up the sunscreen and my goggles. I'm ready for a relaxing day at the pool, just not with my old swim trunks. Now, I've got something comfortable, versatile, and built to last. This episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever.
I hate them.
Is there anybody that doesn't hate them? That's the question
have. Barstool Sports loves mesh linings.
That mesh is a mess. Mesh is bad. But Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS, 20% off your first purchase, and make sure you use promo code TMOS so they know that the TMOS crew, spelled C-R-U-E, sent you. Listen,
don't miss the umlaut over the U, Mike.
That was beautiful. I love that. Before we get to Josh's show and tell item, I really do want to say regarding that, I you know, I don't go there very often, but I do have to mention that I always do consider this mm-hmm. show to be unburdened by the need to pretend we're tougher than we are, mm-hmm. to pretend we don't care. You are dealing with three individuals who have wives that pretty much control their worlds, and we admit it. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, Rob could easily have made up a lie about Carrie not coming to King's Dominion, mm-hmm. and it would have been fine, and nobody would have noticed. I can refrain from sharing with you Carla's stories when she says, "Look at your teeth, George Washington."
Well, and, it's you honesty know, versus bravado.
And bravado is something to me. You know who had bravado back in the day, way back when?
Who?
Opie and Anthony had bravado.
Oh, and that it was
fake,
great.
You know, and it was bravado when it came to being more macho than they really were, more
younger.
More younger than they really were. Yep. And it just goes on and on and on. It's not that we're anything
well, look,
special.
Look how that worked out for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and it does. It does create not only toxicity in a listening audience, but toxicity when you're talking about the work environment, too. A lot of that goes on. I watch these guys play their little golf tournaments, and it's just, oh, my God. I mean, when you play the sport I love and you're out there doing this, you know, the gum chewing, you're a dick, sure. you're this, I don't know. I mean, it leaves me cold. I don't know if that makes me a wimp, makes me a wuss.
It makes,
I have
Mike,
no idea.
It makes you more mature, and it shows some wisdom, I think.
I mean, it's just, that's what we tell you here, what kind of the average person is really dealing with out there. All right, without that, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
No, thank
with
you.
That said, I do want to share with you what we've got for show and tell. Josh said he bought something on Amazon. So
yeah,
what do you have?
Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, what
do
is that?
Do you know
that?
What this is?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, is that thunder?
Is that a marital?
It is
something?
Not. It's a little
what
sharp.
What is it made
for
of? What
is it made massaging of something inside
it
your
is
body?
It's made of plastic. It does not vibrate.
Is it? Does it go on something?
It goes in something.
Oh, it's a hot dog drill.
It's a hot dog drill.
Yes.
Because it's 4th of July. I'm going to fire the grill up this weekend.
I love it.
And you are going to drill the hole.
Yes.
And by the way, when you do that, you remove the breading, right? Well, let's see. Let's
the center of the bread. Yeah.
So you do nothing. You take a hot dog bun that does not have a split.
Okay, so an
uncut. Straight from the bakery.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you're supposed to just
thank you.
Drill this in to the end of the bun.
Oh, this is the sexiest thing I've ever
squeal.
Seen on this show.
Squeal.
Let's see.
All right, see, I don't think you need to pull any out.
No, now I got. You don't. It just expands it.
Oh,
can you show the finger thing again?
Josh, that was really nice. Nice finger.
I thought you'd like that.
It's big bony fingers.
Yep.
Oh my God! Did you tear the bottom a little bit? Did you tear the?
It happens.
The inner wall.
No. I don't think so. No, nothing is torn. It is ready for condiments and a dog.
You know, it'd be great. Could you drill out three more and put them on your fingers? Because you'd look like a Muppet.
And just go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Mickey. Hello, Donald. So you're going to – how will you be prepared? By the way, there's a story I did not bring, God Almighty. The 4th of July stories.
Oh, God. They're coming thick and hard, aren't they?
It's such BS. They said that the best way to cook a hot dog is in your air fryer, which I
I've done it.
I don't doubt.
That's my favorite.
Okay. I don't doubt it might be a really good way. So will you do the air fryer and then put them in those buns? Is that how you're going to do it?
I will at some point, but I'm going to fire the grill up this weekend.
Yeah, the grill is,
it's
you know what?
July, so the grill's the best.
I think the air fryer is a substitute for the grill. You get a lot of the same characteristics, but it's not quite a grilled dog. But a grilled dog is a big deal. You have to light the fire and all that stuff.
How much did the Amazon Corporation
charge me
you for that particular
They charged me $9.99
oof
for the hot dog bun driller.
Did you look at it on Temu?
Exactly, Mike.
I did not because I thought I needed it timely. I wanted it for this weekend.
Let me ask you one more question about our fabulous Chinese inclination to purchase things from China, Josh.
Yeah.
Rob.
You should have gotten it in red. I like it
no,
in red
I thought
better
the
than
red
yellow.
Would not look good.
I observed on Temu, as my son approaches his 12th birthday,
yeah.
that they seem to be making an adjustment on these sites, and they are doing it with shipping, where you will be like dancing around and you see, oh, it's still pretty good prices. And then kaboom, kablam, you go to that final page and the shipping is more or equal to the price of the item.
Mike, I noticed this yesterday because Josh talked me out of buying a bubble gun at King's Dominion that I could keep at my desk so I could have bubbles around me if I ever needed it.
As a tribute to the late, great Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, right? And he said, don't do that.
The pop gun as well.
Well, the pop gun actually was a good price at King's Dominion.
Now, what's a good price? Tell me what the price was.
Well, I mean, they were selling it, was it $26.99?
Yes.
But that's how much they are online.
$26.99 for that wooden thing where
you just... Yeah, that's the cheapest that I found online. It matches up. But I went on Temu looking for a bubble, and Josh said it. He said, you don't want a bubble gun. You want a bubble machine. And I said, God, you're right. And so I went to Temu and found a bubble machine that actually runs off USB power. It is spill-proof and comes with soap. And it was, I kid you not, $5.89.
It'll be in your home soon.
Until I went to the shipping page.
Oh,
and they
okay.
Wanted
what do they do? What do they do?
$18.50.
Bam.
And I'm not paying three times the value of something
that's
to ship it.
That's
and that's why
now.
We have none bubbles.
Yeah, that's their hook.
But
that's
I will
what
get some bubbles
now.
Soon because I think that's what this show needs. Because
people say, are the tariffs? They're just being, it's trickery now. Well, the whole site is trickery when they talk about, you get $300 off if you buy, and I've gone into that labyrinth a couple of times,
I think I deleted the email, but I got an email today from Temu. It says, everything you want is free. I said, that's not true.
Right. No. You're lying. You're
that's
lying.
That's a lie, Temu.
By the way, coming up this fall, brand new feature film, Josh Sroka's Bun Driller. That will be coming to theaters. There it is.
Is Josh in it, or does it have that guy you like from the show?
It's just he's basically a producer. He gets a producing credit.
Okay, so there's a sexy guy in the lead.
Yeah, it does. You got beautiful video for us?
I have gorgeous video that's going to knock you back on your heels.
All right, Bun Drillers. We will be continuing.
But first,
I want to mention that we're sponsored today by Ethos, and they asked this question. Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they are going to pay the bills. Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. Mm-hmm. But with life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. With Ethos, you can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should too. It's more affordable than you think, and I've seen folks that really have to struggle when there's a person that passes a loved
one. Tough.
Protect yourself and protect your family. You took care of your family in life. I hate that line. Did you write that line, or is that?
I wrote it, and I love it.
He did. You took care of.
Hey, it's not a lyric.
Josh,
yes,
you took care
of
your family in life. Make sure you continue to take care of them in death.
Do you want Mike to pass here as well?
Yeah.
The same time closing?
Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ETHOS.com/TMOS. Everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Hot Kiss. Great.
Hot hits all summer long on Kiss.
Kiss FM. We had WA. We had it at WFU.
I don't care as much for cats as many people. Mike, I know you've had trouble with cats in the past.
Oh, you're talking about the musical, huh?
No, I'm talking about your lawyer.
Oh, okay. Dick.
Dick Katz.
No, my employer, Rob.
Oh, that's right. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
Katz Creative Decorating. Josh, we sometimes throw in references to my childhood that we've done for years on the show.
I'm afraid generally things haven't worked out.
Oh, my God, you remembered that. Dick Katz. Dick Katz of Katz Creative Decorating. Generally, things haven't worked out. Like the fact that I couldn't make change, and I also let a case of PPG paint go the wrong way on the little conveyor belt down into the basement, and I blew it up.
Yeah, that ruins paint when you spill it.
I don't like cats either, really.
I would have, as far as feline cats, I might have a feline cat if I had another animal in my family that would annoy it constantly. And I'm not talking about a dog. You would think it would be a dog.
Yeah,
but in fact, it's something else, And it was so excited to annoy the cat that the owner gave him a new apparatus. I found this fascinating.
Turtle has a constant obsession with being around the cat, often pestering it. The cat finds this behavior irritating and frequently avoids the turtle, quickly putting some distance between them. Since turtles move slowly, it takes a long time for it to return to the cat's side. Seeing the turtle's persistent efforts, the owner decided to give it a magic tool, a skateboard. The turtle quickly adapted to the skateboard, learning how to ride it efficiently. With this new skill, it could now approach the cat much faster. The cat, startled by the turtle's newfound speed, would immediately run away. However, the turtle on the skateboard could keep up easily.
I don't care about the cat. I want to see more turtles on skateboards.
At times, the turtle's movements were so forceful that it would fall off the skateboard. The cat would seize this opportunity to try and hide the skateboard, hoping this would stop the turtle from catching up. But the owner always intervened to help the turtle.
Mike, all right, first of all,
real?
I thought it was fake until I found tons of footage on YouTube of the skateboard turtle.
Is it this is my particular favorite skateboard turtle? This
yes.
one?
Mm-hmm. And I think this is the best one that I found.
I sure
because I
real.
Like the electronic narration.
Oh, fantastic.
But
I
Mike,
love that.
Just a little more.
Closed in once again, the cat looked up at the owner with big, expressive eyes full of complaints.
Full complaints.
Yes.
Not my favorite AI voice. I still like that guy.
Yeah, I think that's a variant on that guy. Like they might have used the same beginning and they've polished it.
You know, I don't want to get in it. Maybe tomorrow we can get into the weeds about the music backgrounds also
that they
use.
Hate them.
Like three or four, especially when they're emotional.
Yes.
I don't know where that originates from. I'd love to do a deep dive on that because I'm clueless when it comes to it.
40 years ago, Mike, just to put it in perspective, you had not started the morning show on WAVA, but you were working at WAVA doing promos and voice work and occasionally stopping in the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the...
And I was starting kindergarten.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Needed that. Needed that little tip in, Bun Driller.
Do you remember Bun Driller? He's the man with the hot dog touch.
Who's that singer that does that
particular? Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey. Bun Driller.
He's the man.
With the golden screw.
So, Mike, 40 years ago this month was Live Aid, and I was perfectly in the age bracket for it. It was such a great era for music because they had the new hot bands, they had classic bands. So throughout this month, I'm going to bring you snippets of performances from Live Aid because all right. I forget sometimes all the people that were there.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong because I don't know. Would the signature performance be the Freddie Mercury performance?
In retrospect, yes.
And could we save that one for the bonus show?
Absolutely,
And play it in its entirety on the bonus show?
I'd love to.
Because I there are a lot of live performances that I love. Most of the musicians that I've admired from my childhood all the way up through now, I love watching them perform live. That's what I enjoy. But that performance, close to when he was going
to
pass away.
Very close to maybe his last great moment.
Absolutely spectacular.
Bruins Rules in the chat room brings up a good point. At the time, the best regarded performance was Phil Collins because he concorded from Wembley to Philadelphia to play both gigs. So that was the big story at that point.
Right.
But
how
can you beat this? David Bowie coming out just to do a couple songs, and this is a live, under-rehearsed performance, and he was good. I mean, how amazing is it that was one of the acts there? Just David Bowie, and not even one that comes to the top of the list, and how great he sounded.
I talk about this all the time. I think it's every generation that thinks their music was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, though, I look back on that, and I look around today, and I'm like, where?
Where is it?
Where is the iconic stuff?
You know,
when you're talking about Phil Collins, David Bowie, Elton John, Billy Joel, Aerosmith, bada bada, goes on and on and
Madonna,
on.
Madonna, the Beach Boys. Everyone was there on both coasts. Duran, both coasts.
Incredible.
But anyway, I watched most of the coverage that day. I was, I guess, 14. And I was wondering, did WAVA, I don't remember, did they simulcast it? A lot of top 40 stations simulcast it. Do you remember?
What was the year of Live Aid? What was
it? It was this month, 1985.
1985, and I was not joining. I didn't join the station full time until December of 85.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, I really, the only thing I remember is my work when I went in to audition for being the production director for WAVA. Mm-hmm. And they gave me like these records and said, make an REO Speedwagon promo. And I went in, did it the best I could, and brought it to them, and they aired it that weekend, and I had the job.
That's
and
great.
I will always remember that, but I don't remember the details with whether they simulcast it or not. I
bet
remember.
That your promo, did you have to cart up your music cues and do it live? Oh, uh-huh. God, so primitive.
That's how it
required
it.
Skill. Yep. You had to be a DJ to be a production. That's very cool.
It's an REO Speedwagon.
And don't forget Tina Turner and Mick Jagger. I forgot about that.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, here's a tip for you, Mike, that is a beautiful thing to watch. If you really want to listen to a Luke Bryan CD and get the most out of it, follow this guy's methodology.
Show you the best way to listen to a Luke Bryan CD. First, fill a cooler with ice. Then dump in your beer. Then light up your grill. Then put your Luke Bryan CD in the CD player.
See?
Then fill the bucket with gasoline. Then drop it in the bucket. Then plug it in. Then crack open a beer.
And listen to Leonard Skinner. There
attaboy.
You go.
That's and a good my, use of the internet right
I
there.
I have one more for you. This is amazing. I mean, I know that I'm dark and I like to focus sometimes on the darker issues of life, sometimes death. Do you think this person should have been fired?
So I used to work at a funeral home, and my third week working there, I remember a widow brought her dead husband in, and he was wearing an expensive black suit. Anyways, it was my job to ask the widow what would she like to see her husband wearing, but I told her that he looks good in that black suit. She was like, I know, but I always thought he looked good in white, so I would like to see him in a white suit, please. Then she was like, I don't care how much it costs. I would like to see my husband in a white suit by the time of his wake. So anyways, the widow came the next day to get her husband for his wake, and she was surprised to see him in a perfect white suit. That's when she looked at me, and she was like, whatever the price is, I am so satisfied because you did a perfectly amazing job. I told her, it's okay, I won't charge you anything. She said, well, let me at least pay you for the suit. And I was like, honestly, it costs nothing. That's when I told her that another widow came in yesterday, and her dead husband was wearing a white suit. And I asked her, did she mind burying her husband in a black suit? Now, she thought about it for a minute, but after I gave her a discount, she was okay with it. And that's when I decided to just switch the heads.
Oh, my God. Like, at the end, switch the heads. Ew.
Now, of course,
switch
it's
the
not
heads.
True. It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
But when I heard it, it clicked in my head. My grandmother told me that joke like 50 years ago, and it's still great.
I feel like
it's
a real dummy great. At the end of the show that I kind of thought she might have done that. You know, I mean, it's amazing what you can do with a little makeup and a saw. Anyway, that's fun. Hey, listen,
he's gonna have to wear a tie.
Programming note. This coming Saturday, we're gonna get underway about 8:30 as the sun begins to set in St. Augustine, Florida. And our man, Mr. Josh Rocha, puts on a pyrotechnic display for you that will be nothing short of spectacular. You have time to get your bun drillers and join us for a wonderful cookout and a wonderful TMOS cocktail party and a wonderful fundraiser for the show. Every quarter we do this, and it's our way of just keeping this thing chugging along. Open your hearts, open your wallets. Thank you very much, and we'll see you Saturday. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
So long, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
Well, I don't get a right, man. Come on.
Peace be with you. Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.